So look, you're obviously like a naturally funny guy, really creative. But for people who don't know anything about you, can you tell me a little bit about the journey to getting here? Because you are now pretty much an Irish household name.
God, I've been called worse.
Yeah.
It's I suppose it's been an unconventional one. I had absolutely no desire, or I suppose I didn't really have any concept of what this realm that I'm in now even was when I began. I was a special needs assistant for a long time, and that was my career, and that was what I was going to be doing until I retired in however many years. And I discovered TikTok around lockdown, like everyone else, and I started posting silly videos, and it just kind of spiraled into a career, I suppose, out of nowhere. The following grew and grew, and I didn't really know what it was at the time. And then I started getting invited to these events with other creators and people that I'd watched myself on Instagram. And I realized it can be an actual career. And I just loved it so much. And even to this day, I feel like I've been doing it now a couple of years, but I still don't look at it as work. I'm having a great time.
Really?
And I think people can see that.
Yeah, because
Oh,
I was
absolutely. I mean,
curious if the enjoyment starts to go out of it, if you're suddenly starting to think about followers and views. Do you feel like pressure to come up with content, or do you feel like it starts to interrupt how you enjoy life?
My content has never really been like sit down and jot down ideas and spend 3 days editing and stuff. It's literally me in my car, and it's a 15-second clip of me talking about whatever
Yeah.
happened in my day. And it's very self-deprecating humor. It's a lot of family life and a lot of transparency. And I love being honest online, and I think that resonates with people because people can really see through the
Yeah.
noise now, and they can tell if someone's been honest or not. And I'm genuinely just having a great time, and I'm a happy person. And when you leave a 9-to-5 coming into this, I don't think I'll ever view it as work. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm very grateful for everything that I have, and everything, all the opportunities that I'm getting and stuff. And it's constantly exciting. I never know what I'm doing week to week. Like I'm,
Yeah. I was gonna
it,
say,
it's
like,
insane. I'm.
what's a regular day like for you?
There is no regular days. It's funny. Some days are. It is extremely busy sometimes. Like there was a period there where I didn't see my family for about a month in February or March there, just because I was up and down to Dublin constantly. And it can be tough, and it is tough work at times, but it's enjoyable stuff that you're doing. But like this week, I have two shoots, and I'm hosting the IFTAs next weekend, which I only found out about. I'm hosting
Wow.
the red carpet. I'm doing that with TikTok. Like, that's ridiculous. Do you
That's
know what I mean? What
amazing.
am I doing in there?
Yeah,
Do you know what
you
I'm gonna
belong
do?
there.
Yeah, but it's stuff like that. It's just every week I'll get something new, and I'll say,
Yeah.
wow, I'll pinch myself and say, well, why have they picked me to do that? But I love doing it.
No, look, I talked to Garen Noon about a year and a half ago. I'm sure you've met Garen at this point,
I
maybe
have
at similar
indeed. He's
events. And I couldn't get over to that. He just is who he is on camera.
absolutely.
You know, I thought that maybe he exaggerated his accent or like played into this act, but he was just a genuine lad who, you know, decided to throw some videos online, had already uploaded videos of his music, and then suddenly was finding that people loved hearing him talk about food, you know. So the humility,
I mean,
though, is great, like between you and him. You're so humble.
I feel like you have to be. But some people can, I'd say they let it run away with them. But I met Garen, and me and Garen did a thing with the BBC last year. It was they were taking influencers, I suppose, I hate the word, but they were taking influencers and swapping their phones for microphones, and we did some stand up comedy. And I was pulling my hair out for 2 months trying to hone in on this perfect routine. We had to do
Yeah.
5 minutes live stand up in Belfast, and I was so stressed, and we were all talking to each other and getting mentored and stuff. Garen got up and he spoke about garlic bread for 5 minutes, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house. Do you know what I mean? It was just people were in
Yeah.
stitches laughing. He's just so naturally hilarious. It doesn't matter what he's talking about.
Yeah.
The rest of us have to try a bit harder.
No, you're like that too. Like your delivery is very good.
Well, thank you very much.
I want to talk though about one of the real stars of your page, and that is Oisin.
Yeah,
He is a
he's
superstar.
taking the line. He's taking the limelight away from me at times,
Yeah.
definitely.
So for people who don't know who I'm talking about, can you tell me a bit about Oisin?
Yeah, so Oisin's my nephew. He's 17. He has cerebral palsy, and he was probably one of the biggest influences in me getting into being an SNA, special needs assistant. He's a bundle of joy, the bundle of happiness. The smallest things bring him joy. He's obsessed with the a character from Ballymoray from about 20 years ago, Miss Hooley. It's he lives for it, and we were able to organize some FaceTime calls. She's always texting him and stuff, and it's small things like that there. He's really musically gifted. You could recite a song from the 80s
Yes,
or
he
a
can
recent
rap
song.
everything.
He can do any genre. You just throw him a song and he'll be able to bang it out there and then. He's incredibly gifted. But I was a bit hesitant, I suppose, early on posting him, because I am quite transparent online, and he's a huge part of my life. So I said, right, we'll put it up, because the internet can be a scary place. But the response to Oisin has just been incredible, and a lot of people that follow me now follow me specifically for Oisin
Oh
content. You know what I mean?
yeah, I
We go to McDonald's, we go to McDonald's the
yeah.
odd time, and people will stop and Oisin for photos, and I'm saying, well, it's my account. Do you know what I mean? Like, would you like a photo with me? But no, he's a superstar, and
But I
it's
will
all well
watch
deserved.
those videos through for the joy, like the utter joy that he has going to McDonald's with you, going to the shop. You know, it's fantastic. And
Yeah.
has he, I mean, is he aware of his superstardom? Does he enjoy it?
I don't think so, and I think that's the beauty of it. He's
Yeah.
just he's in the moment all the time, and he's just
Okay.
happy there and then. And he does like watching some videos back, like some of the content
Okay,
we've done with Miss
yes.
Hooley and stuff. He adores watching those videos back and stuff, and he still gets a great laugh out of it. So I'm constantly showing him all. I'm showing him how well we're doing and stuff all the time.
Yeah. Do people send you like gifts, or because I know you said that he's been in touch with Mrs. Hooley and I know that he got a special package before. I think I remember seeing that on your TikTok. Does that happen with you? Do people send you things?
So I don't. I wouldn't really accept anything, just because, again, the internet can be a scary place. You'd never
Yes.
know what would land. But
Yes.
there has been people that have reached out for Oisin and stuff, and they've shown me photos of what they're sending. So
That's very
if we have
sweet.
to be careful, we have to be careful giving out addresses and stuff.
Yes.
But he's had a few stuffed toys and talking Miss Hooley toys and Ballymoray merchandise and stuff sent through, which is amazing, and it's just made of the day. And it's amazing people go to that kind of length and trouble.
Yeah.
Just because off the back of seeing a video and stuff, it's incredible.
I know. And I think I've heard, have you had some kind of strange requests, like maybe as regards OnlyFans or that kind of content?
I mean, early on, definitely. I don't know what spurred it on. Because I'm not very provocative online. I'm more so kind of making a show of myself. But yeah, there was some funny requests early on, and I actually spoke to mum about it. This was before I had left work and Instagram
Yes.
was my full-time career. And I says, geez, you can make good money on this OnlyFans app, Mum. And she was saying, what is it? And I says, oh, you post pictures, but they pay for them. And Mum was kind of encouraging me that, oh, you should do that, son, money towards the mortgage, and maybe it's a good idea. And I don't think she really knew what it was at the time. But no, listen, if Instagram ever does dry up and my hand is forced, we'll
Maybe.
see down the line.
I have heard
You
that
never know.
men are the biggest earners on OnlyFans.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
People
well,
don't
there you go.
realize, but you know, there's, I'm just telling you, there's a market. But I
I
think
think Garen is actually on OnlyFans.
he actually?
He is. I think he goes on and eats certain foods.
Yeah, you
So there
know.
you go.
So yeah, maybe you wouldn't have to engage in a specific kind of content. Maybe, you know, maybe you could
Yeah.
just, you maybe simply you could just have a shower, you know.
Just go. Well, listen. Depends what you're into.
yeah. Just, I suppose, like a lot of our listeners might think that being an influencer is like the dream and stuff. And obviously, it's been wonderful for you. But for the younger people who kind of maybe have this misconception about it, would you say that there's a downside? Or what are the downsides?
You see, there definitely probably is. I'm just the wrong person to ask, because I'm honestly just having a great time all the time. It can be tough at times. It is tough work. I think the people that more so stress that are maybe haven't worked normal jobs, for
Okay.
want of a
Okay.
better.
Yeah.
It's a fun job. I suppose it depends on what you're doing. My
Like,
content is very easily to make. It's very easy made. You know what I mean? Some people put a lot of work and effort into it, so I'm probably a bad example.
I think some people might feel pressure to look a certain way, you know,
Absolutely, of course,
but
yeah.
you don't feel like that it's changed how you view like yourself or the time that you
See,
spend.
I'm very lucky in that I go out of my way to look bad, almost. Do you know what I mean? So I don't fall into that bracket. I got in trouble. We were getting our photos on our wedding day, and for some reason, I kept pulling a stupid face because it was almost like my go-to. Every time I'm in front of a camera, I have to pull a silly face. Of course, there's pressure on young girls and young lads and stuff coming up now. And social media is so prevalent in today's society that people almost are living their lives through it, and people are kind of oblivious to what's going on in the real world. So it's a scary thing, and I suppose it's only going to get worse. I would say 5 or 10 years down the line, we won't even have phones. We'll just be walking about in contact lenses or glasses or something. It's going to get worse and worse. But I love what I'm doing at the minute, and I'm under no pressure personally. But I know people in the industry, of course they are.
Well, I like your attitude. Make a funny face and
Well, this is it. This is it. If you
just
can't
take
laugh
the
at
mick.
yourself, you're yeah.
Can I ask, at this point, you're saying that you're going to do red carpet on the IFTAs. Have you met anyone really famous from your new career?
I've rubbed shoulders with a few names now in the last couple of years, definitely. Now, they don't know who I am at all. When I say I haven't made good friends with them or anything, I've just been in the same vicinity. I was obviously at the Brits
Oh,
there this year,
wow.
which was incredible. I met the likes of Rio Ferdinand. I tried to speak to Ellie Goulding at it, but I just kind of made a noise at her. Nothing really came out as she was walking past. It was kind of, I don't even know what the noise was, but she kind of looked at me. But she did look at me, which was amazing.
That's an achievement.
That was an achievement in itself. We were swimming with Jamie Dornan, myself and Dad, late last year as well. He frequents the locals sometimes down where we're from, and he came for a swim with us, which was amazing. And then obviously all the Irish celebs. It's a very small community
What
of
about
people.
like
So once
Andrew
you've
Scott or Paul Mescal?
well, listen, this weekend, listen, I don't know. We might be interviewing them. They might think I'm a very cool guy and have a role in an upcoming film that they think I'll be a good fit for. We might become best friends. I don't know what's going to happen.
I would go to see a film with you and Jamie in it, and
Well,
I think
it
a
would be a
lot of
good show,
people would.
like two twin brothers separated at birth,
Yes.
and they found each other later on in life.
In this in miles apart of Northern Ireland, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, set.
Jamie, is that you, Jamie? How are you, Eric? Yeah, I can see it now. I can see it now.
Okay, last question about your work. Do you want to tell me a bit about what you're doing for Virgin Media?
Yes, so myself and Mern are doing a very fun campaign with Virgin now over it's around the release of their new IPTV box. And essentially it has the best of both worlds in that my mother loves linear television. She loves sitting down and watching her soaps and stuff like that there. And then my niece, who will sit and watch all the apps like YouTube and Cocomelon and Netflix, and will be tortured with her. But this has everything in one convenient place, essentially. So, and it has recording, and it has voice control on the remote and stuff. So it's just very easy to use. Your granny can use it, or your niece can use it. And we're very excited about the release of it.
Deadly. We actually have a girl here who was on the Virgin Media show Grow Éireann Tró. I don't know if
Oh
you've heard
yes.
about it.
I
Yes.
do. She was interviewing me there not so long ago, and she put me on the spot asking me questions about Ulster, and I didn't know any of the answers. And she made a real show of me, so I haven't forgiven her yet.
Really? I must say that
It
to Megan.
was like a geographical quiz around Ireland, and I was just kind of oblivious to all the answers. So yeah,
Okay.
not
Geography, not your strong point. No problem.
my strong point.
We'll remove the next category of questions. I actually have a little quiz for you.
Lovely. You always do a beat for some reason.
Do we really? Okay, this is
You always
obviously
have a
our
little
thing.
quiz.
Look, you're from Donegal. Yeah.
I am.
Would you consider yourself a townie or a cultie?
I'm a Colchie now. I grew up in
Yeah.
a small town called Glen, and there's actually only about three houses in it. And then about 5 minutes down the road, we've Kerrygarten, we've Downings, a lovely seaside little village. So I would say Colchie.
Yes, I think if I haven't heard of it, then it's the shticks.
Well, there you
So look, we are surrounded by cultures. We're in the southeast. So I like to find out how much of a culture my guests are. So I'm going to give you some
go. Okay.
culture questions. Are you ready?
I'm
All
ready.
right, we'll start off with an easy one. What is a Mossy Ferguson?
Massey Ferguson is a tractor.
Would you have a particular favorite brand of tractor?
It's hard to look past the Massey now. In school, some of the lads, when they turned 16, would land into school with the tractors, and all the girls would fancy them guys because they'd have a set of wheels. So they wouldn't be able to get a car just yet, but they'd have the tractors. So there used to be just lines of tractors outside school.
And would they bring a girl home off in the tractor?
Oh, geez, maybe more than one at times. I'm not. Yeah.
Okay, deadly. What is the difference between silage and slurry?
Silage. And slurry. So slurry is like the, I suppose damper, more moist. Probably not
No.
the culture outside. Is it no?
No. God, I really thought that you would nail this.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm a culture, but I'm not a farmer.
What
There's a
is,
difference.
would you know what slurry is used for?
No.
No. Okay, so
What slurry are you
slurry is
for?
the smelly one. Do you know when you've driven
Okay.
through the country and suddenly it smells?
Well, here is a good response to that. I actually was born without a sense of smell, so this is maybe where I'm lacking. I
Really?
don't have a sense of, zero smell. I've never had one, so I'm not really missing it. And if you were going to pick a sense to miss, you would pick smell, I think.
Does that mean that you can't taste either?
People ask that, but no, totally separate. Well, I don't know if it affects it because I've never known any different. But myself and my younger sister were both born without a sense of smell.
No way.
So the nose is
Wow.
just for show here.
Okay. God, that's fascinating. But you
Yeah,
can
there you go.
taste like chocolate, the difference between
I
like a
think
chocolate and
so.
a carrot, or like,
Yeah. Well,
wow.
I think so, yeah.
How do you know
A
then
carrot tastes like a carrot to
how
me.
do you know if you smell? What if you're sweating? Are you just
Well, I use
constantly
deodorant and aftershave, and my wife will keep me up to speed on things,
Yeah.
but
Okay, well, look, just to go back to it, slurry is manure. It's like fertilizer that's spread on the fields, and then silage is the grass that's harvested and kept in bales
Okay.
to feed the cows.
Okay.
Okay.
My granddad was the farmer.
Oh,
I didn't
yeah,
spend a lot of
same.
time on
Yeah,
it.
I kind of have limited knowledge. Okay, could you name a type of cow?
A type of cow. My German teacher in secondary school. I won't name her name.
Was more looking for a breed like,
Ah, okay.
Friesian, Jersey.
Well, oh, I'm sorry, I
Have
misunderstood
you
the
heard of
question. Yeah,
those?
we'll go with Frisian. We'll
Okay.
go with Frisian.
Okay. What's the difference between a heifer and a cow?
Well, I could again answer about my German, but I won't. I don't, what is the difference between a heifer and a cow? Is it male and female?
No, because a male cow is a bull.
Okay, so
Yeah.
once again, beach is just really making me look grey here.
I'm sorry.
So.
So a heifer is a cow that has not given birth. So
Right.
it's like a virgin cow.
Okay.
Holy heifer, if you
I'm going
follow
to
me.
write that down. I'm
Yeah.
going to write that down.
And last one, what would it mean if I said I got an awful land?
You got an awful land.
Yeah, like I got some land. I got an awful land.
This must be a down the country thing. We don't be saying things like this up in
Oh,
Donegal.
really? It basically is like I got a big shock.
Right.
Yeah, say that to your mother now and see if she knows what it means.
I got an awful
Like, geez,
land.
mom, I got some land when the girl from
I've
Beat
never heard that before in
asked
my
me
life.
about a cow's. Yeah, I got some land.
Right. I got
Okay.
some land.
Okay. The last
If you
one.
said that to, now, if you said that to a woman up here, she would buy you a drink.
Oh, of course. Of
Yeah.
course. I assume you know what road frontage.
I
Yes.
have road frontage. So I've
Yes.
used that line in the past.
Yes. I mean, see, that was too easy, Eric. I wasn't going to make it
Okay.
that easy for you.
Okay, fair.
Last few questions. This is just like a get to know Eric. So I'm going to ask you like what's your go-to and something
Okay.
like okay, so what's your go-to coffee order?
A cappuccino, but I put extra milk in it, so it's kind of just about lukewarm.
It's
I like to drink it fast.
almost a latte.
It's almost a latte.
Okay. What's your go-to takeaway order?
I love a Chinese. I'm a big Chinese man. I love the. I would order a starter as a main, so I would get crispy duck pancakes with hoisin sauce, and then I would have a bit of fried rice on the side.
Ooh, lovely. Deli roll.
Sausage baguette with barbecue sauce. That's my hangover go-to. I love it.
Oh, sorry, I hate barbecue
No, it's
sauce.
incredible.
I
No,
need
it's
to
not.
know what does Oisin get in McDonald's?
He gets chicken nuggets and chips and a Coke, and then we go to Dunn's and we buy five bottles of Coke and we buy Pringles and Meanies, and then we go to Smith's and get him a present in there as well.
Love it.
I'm out of fortune. Out of fortune in Smith's.
What is your skin routine? Have you got a skin routine?
I don't. I probably should have a better one. I have a Kiehl's moisturizer, and I've had it now for about 3 years. And I just I
Ooh.
if I ever have a bit of dry skin, I would use a bit of that. But other than that, I don't really do much.
Kiehl's is very good. Hair routine? How do you take care of your
I'm
hair?
growing. I'm growing it out now. At the minute, I used to use like a sea salt spray, but now I'm just going El Natural. I shower. I brush it back, and then I kind of let it go a bit floppy. I'm
And
going through a floppy era.
will you get it styled now for the iftas? What will you do to it?
I had this conversation last night with my wife. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I might need to style it for the iftas, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll have to look the part.
I'm sure you can get that sponsored or something, you know.
Oh, well, listen, I'll comb my own hair. I think we'll be grand.
Summer anthem. You're in the car, the sun is shining, you're driving down.
Duke Dumont, I got you. It's a summer
It
banger.
is a summer
It's a summer
banger.
tune.
And your dream dinner date.
My dream dinner date. Wow. Are we going celeb here? So I'd like you are we
Yes.
going full celeb? Okay.
Let's say full celeb, dead or alive, anyone.
Dead or alive. I want to say someone good here. Dream. I love, do you know what? I love Frankie Boyle. I feel like he's still alive, but he has just the enthusiasm of someone who's died. So I feel like he'd be a good person to have. And he
Okay.
would just come out with the most amazing jokes. So I think him.
At least you didn't pick a woman after not seeing your wife for that
Well, that was what I was afraid of. So I says, I better go, man.